We're starting, it's a Simen Shin Yud Gimel Sif Aleph. Kak Achalain, someone wants to be Saisim to cover a window. This window could be either be a window on the side of a building or a skylight. Kagain Luach, he has a board. Oishar Kol Dovo Shasaisimen Boy Achalain, or some other material that he is covering a window. So we will see there are, as the Simon progresses, there are problems of Nire Kemoisif Ala Binyan, that if he's adding something on to the building, so he's covering the window or doing other things as this Simon progresses. So there's a shayla of Nire Kemoisif Ala Binyan. It looks like he's adding on to the binyan. Is so here Kaka Haloin, Yechayum Lasosmai. One is permitted to cover it. Afilu imeinai kosho. Even though this kak covering or stuffing the window, it is not at all attached to the building. So doesn't look like it's a chelik of the binyan that we just put it in and take it out. Afilu imeinai kosher v'loim rinin dahavi kemoisif ala binyan. We don't say that he is adding on to the binyan by putting this steamer, this covering, to the window. Now let us see first the Mishnah Berurah. So far, Pitaka Chalain, Vafilu al Arube Shebegak. That means there is a skylight, there's an opening in the roof. Shori, Veinai Nechshav L'Oyel. That means in the din of Asiyas Oyel, which goes into the Issa of Boine, I'm making an Oyel, a tent, a covering. So now, I have here a roof. In the middle of the roof, there's an opening. And I want to now take this luach, this board, and put it over the covering. And now the oihel is complete. So, l'chayre, I am making an oihel in Shabbos. That means I'm taking a different material, and I'm making an oihel in Shabbos. V'hene nechshav l'oihel. It's not considered like I am making an oil in Shabbos. The oil kvar osi. That means the roof is made already. And when he says the opening, he's just adding on to the oil which is there already. There was an opening in the oil. That means I had a roof, but there was an opening there. Now I want to cover this opening. So I'm only continuing the oil, not making the oil. Vegan hu agoi. And what I'm adding on is also not permanent to remain there. It's agoi, it's temporary. So now we have two milas. Number one, this is only a hoisofe. I'm adding on to an oil, number one. And number two, the addition, what I'm adding on, is not intended to remain there. It's intended at the present time to be there. Later, I'm going to take it off. Now it's too cold. I'm putting there the luach. When I'm going to take it off later, it's going to get warm. I'm going to take it off. Legam hu agoi. Fine. Now, Hariyalei because of Dodis Bishas, Shapokaku Asachalain Bishabis Mignei Hames. In this Gemara Masechtes Shabbos that brings about a a case that they covered a window in Shabbos. We're learning 17 Yud Gimel now. So they went and covered a window that Tume should not go from one cheder to the other cheder, v'yitamo hakelim, and it shouldn't be mitame the kelim. Now let us just appreciate what the problem is over here. And let us just say this halacha as follows. The halacha is, let's say I'll take a mechitza, a wall. And I'll put up a wall that's on wheels. I'll bring the wall hill in the room. Now, if the purpose of this wall is l'tznius, that means I want the women to daven here, men to daven here. So then you're allowed to do it with no shiloh boina whatsoever. What is, let's say, if I'm putting up a wall To be matter tashmish. There's svarim here, so I'm putting up a wall over here that in this room I'd be able to be lishamish mitosoi, and the mele. So this wall is a matter. Then this is considered boine. Then that's called you made something. You were matter this rishus. So then there is a shivus of boine, and you're not allowed to do this in Shabbos. So that is if it is a mechitza, and the mechitza is matter me to do something. Oh, let's speak about another case. I have a sukkah, I'm missing a wall, so I'll take this wall and slide it underneath this. I have two walls, let's say, need a third wall. So I'll take a slide a wall underneath. So now this is a mechitza hamateres. Now it makes it for a sukkah. So that is also in Shabbos.
That's the right thing.
I don't know if it's in the ice, but it's also a kaponim. So now, mechitza materis is also. So now, we have here a case, there were two rooms, and there was a room and a room on top of it, and there was an opening in between, and there was a mace in the room, and they put something over the opening, and the tumor can't go up, or the tumor can't go into the next room. And the Gemara, it seems it's mutter. So Mamela can't show you a ben, it's a machitza hamateres. That means because of this, now the tumor doesn't go in, doesn't go through the side, doesn't go in on the top. So that is a problem. Yes, it's a steamer, so there's no Pesach, the tumor can't go through. The hard is bishash pokakuasachalain. They stuffed the window bishabis v'nei hamesh shloyikonis atumalabayis v'yitamu akelim. Hainu davke, so he says, the Gemara is speaking about koidim sheyomos hamesh. That is, he was in the process of dying. But at the time when they covered the halayim, there's no dead people around. So there's a doyhamel teisus oyelaloi. So there's a skylight between the first floor and the second floor. I take a board, cover the skylight, and then he can die gesund tehet. So then I'll kapon him. So it's not cold. It was masakin anything. V'gam lemikrim. Misakin a dying. Avala achemisosai, but if he died already, mitri tikkun goho. So that's called I made a tikkun, and then it's also in a lot to do that. Vamogin avrom chaylikolo, vesevit dezele mitri misakin. This is not called misakin. Da kelem shoyu besoichoi kvarnitmu. He says he's dead already. So now, let us think. So what did I accomplish? As soon as he died, so the kelem. And on the second floor, the tumor went up already. All those kelim that are there are tummy already. So it's tummy. the chemistry besides kranitmo veina moil ela lahabo. So the only, what did I accomplish? I only accomplished that a coin is allowed now to come in, or if you'll bring new kalim, they won't become tamei shleitamul kolashiach kach babayis. So he says that's not called a misakin. And the Prima Godem asks on the Bogdabom, he doesn't understand, why isn't that called a Misakin? That's also called a Misakin. I made now a Mechitza Stime, an oil, that a coin is now allowed to come in, or Kalim won't become Tommy. About the point that Bogdabom says, it's Mutel. B'shar Yishuvi Mitzadid Kemogdabom, Vayim B'Prima Godem. The loy amrinam now. So now the mechaber says, I took a luach, I took a board, I put it over the window, and I covered it. So this is permissible. Keeping, so it's not called a hoisofen. It's not called I'm making a new oil. So it's called Toysmith with a oil aroi. That means there was an oil here already. And I'm adding on a oil aroi because that would add on will not remain here permanently. So memela to be moisif al a oil. A oil aroi. So this tauti letimusa, it's a hoy a sofa an oil. And this is aroi, it is mutam. Vaimabir alohe. The Bir Aloha says that what will be if you're putting it down there, it should remain for a long period of time, then it's not so poshut. Then it's called, I'm being moisif an oil with an oil kva, because this is going to remain. So, but here we are speaking about that I don't have an intent, I'm putting it down now, later I'm going to take it off. Yeah. Now, let us go further. Erev Shabbos, he had an intent, he's going to take this board and he's going to take this board and cover the window with it. And we will see this machshava, the machlokes, what it accomplishes. Others say it accomplishes that the board is not muktzeh because I had an intent to use this board to cover the window. And others say that this machshava makes the kert, since I had an intent, I'm only putting it there for temporarily, so that's why it is not considered I'm making an oil. L'sos, my boy. Let us see. Vuhu sheyachshev v'zamahani afilo imlem nishtamish b'yadayin me'oilam lazem. I did not use this board for this purpose as yet. But if I thought I'm going to put it down and take it off, so that takes off this muktzin, it takes off the isa b'yne. He's putting down a board that it could be, he could leave it there forever. And then this would be considered a I'm making a sofa with an oil kva. So that's why I need a machshava. No, I'm just putting it down temporarily. But if this thing I'm covering the window with can only be used temporarily, I'm just taking a jacket and putting it there. Now, the jacket won't remain there. So from the material that is being put down, one sees that this is only a temporary covering. It's also mutam. So this is the first case. I'm making an oil. This is a hoisofe. It's an addition to an oil which is there already. The roof is there. I'm just covering the opening in the roof temporarily. So this is a hoisofe with an oil aroi. So therefore, this is mudra. Vikone shiskinu liyois noyel boy. Now we're talking about a second case. We're talking about a case. We have a door, and someone puts into the wall a corner, a pole, and there's a hole in the wall, and this is the inside, let's say, of the house, and he sticks a corner in here, and that makes that you can't open the door. So the corner, but this is already more boinedic. I'm sticking a pole into a hole in the wall. This already looks more like a binyan. It's not like I put a board over a hole or a board covering a window. This, I'm sticking the pole into a hole in the wall. So here you need something more in order to make sure it doesn't look like baina. V'konish iskinu li esnail boy. I made a tikkun that I should use this to shut the door. That means that the door will not open because of this corner, this pole that is stuck into the wall and blocks the opening of the door. And so, Sheikh Shirano Bedelis, you don't have to tie this pole to the door, because we'll see later, if the pole is tied to the door, so then everyone sees that the purpose of the pole is that the door should be shut. So we see that I'm not building anything. I'm not adding anything to the binyan. It's tied to the door, to the mission that the door should not open up. But it is not necessary. And so this is Sereno Bedelis.
This
is more similar to binyan than a p'kak ha'chalayim. V'leisagi b'machshove she'yarshiv olov me'esmol. Here it is not sufficient that he thought he's going to stick this pole in Erev Shabbos. He thought to stick this pole into the hole in the wall. In order, that's not sufficient. But so, you have to make a tikkun on the pole that it is nicker, that I'm not being boiner with the pole. I'm not adding on to the binyan. This pole is only being used that the door should not be able to open up. You have to make a tikkun on the pole. Now, what is the tikkun? L'Rashi haynu she'yisaknenu l'shem kli she'yroi l'shum tashmish. That this pole is a keli that we do other things with it. She'yroi l'hapech bo'yzeisim, that you could turn over olives with it. It seems there's some sort of a tikkun that makes it easy to turn over olives, olive soya boyagoizim, or to split, or to open up walnuts. So al kaponim. So what did I accomplish with this? So if this pole has another use, that it's used to open up walnuts. So everyone sees that I'm not building over here. I'm just using, because this pole is a different use. This is used to open up walnuts, and I made a tikkun on the pole. So that's when I'm sticking it into the hole in the wall now. This is not, I'm being boiner. I'm not adding this on to the bias. No, this is only used that the door shouldn't open up. So that is accomplished by using a keli. This is a keli bifnei atzma, which is another use. So then that takes away the nire kebayne, because it's a one.
I still would have to be done before Shabbos.
Yeah. Zichy did it. You were second before Shabbos, 100%. Yeah, she'eloi l'hapach b'yzeisim, l'ksoi b'yegoizim. Rabbeinu Tam, ain't so she'eloi l'dover acher. You don't need a different use. Alekimin she'tiknoi v'osa b'yemaise v'echinei l'kach. That means, but I made a tikkun in the pole that it should be used for this purpose. to block the opening of the door. So Sagi, so that means this pole becomes a doorstop, and it's not considered a hisof into the binyan. So now this pole is used that the door shouldn't open up. So that's a klisha malachta leheta. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. This is a pole, a kone, shetoichvoi eitzel hadelas. Bakoiso, he sticks it into the wall. Veloisha soiger boy es hamisgeres. Not that he's sticking it into the lock of the door. Oishnei hatsoi delis, or you have two half doors. That means like this. That means if you have two half doors, and I'll stick a pole that'll prevent me from opening the door, that sich is not near a kabayne. You see, there's two half doors and the pole is stuck over here to prevent me from opening the door. So you see, this is, the purpose is to make sure the door should not open up. If I'm sticking it in the wall, now, I'm sticking it in the wall, so I'm doing something to the wall. So it looks theoretically, I'm building, it's a boina to the bias. There's a hole in the wall. I'm sticking this in the wall. So then you need something to show that afal pikein, this is nothing to do with the wall. The purpose is that the door shouldn't open up. But here, since I'm sticking it into the wall of the house, you have a nirik kibayne. So that is why you have to make a tikkun on this pole to show that this is not an addition to the house. This is a keli which is being used, which is helping me, not so that the door should not be able to open up. But then the tzichel din mutar. Valkein domik tzas l'neger. Neger is a bolt that goes into the askoife, underneath the door. Hamavur lekamei doy mahani lo machshava. There machshava. Hamavur lel doy mahani lo machshava. Here also machshava doesn't help. I have to make a tikkun. Ein tzorich sheik sherenu. Tzorich loyma nami ein tzorich. Just like the kaka chaloyim, I don't have to tie it to tie it that we should see that it is part, that this is just made to be soysim the chaloyim. So you also, you don't have to tie this to the door. It is sufficient if you make a tikkun, to with this kone. She's like, nano lakar, I know. The kibin she tikno yesh al of teiris keli, v'yaitze mi teiris binyin. So it doesn't look like I'm adding on to the house. This is a keli that I'm using to prevent the door from opening up. Akta l'rashi binin davke she'goi l'shum tashmish acher. In order that we see that it doesn't look like boine, according to Rashi, you have to make it into another keli. No, I made a tikkun in this pole that it should be used for this. I did something with the pole. It should be used for this purpose, that it prevents the door from opening up. How big does the tikkun have to be? According to Rashi, to make it into another keli. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it is sufficient that you make it into for a kone that this is made that the door should not open up. One could be Mako, like Rabbi Netanyahu, so some Shulchan Aruch Lo Besemin Shin Ches Sif Yud. Now let us talk about Anago. Anago, we gave out two pages. This is from the Peirush Chai and Erevin. So look on 224. It says on the right side, 224. Now we will look at now we'll see what Anago is. Anago is a spike that is put into the askoifa. The askoifa is underneath the door, and this is a spike. So this is a spike that is put into the askoifa, and this prevents the door from opening up. But this already is more nire kibinyan. And there's two reasons why it's more nire kibinyan. According to the Mishnah Berure, since it looks like a spike, and a spike is used to stick into binyonim, could be it had a sharp edge to it. So it looks, it's binyanic. It is used normally for purposes of binyan. According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the problem is that Skoif is more samach lekarke, so it looks more binyanic. So here we are speaking about to stick, now this is called an egel. This spike is called an egel, and the first picture that we see on the extreme right, and you're sticking it into the askoifa. That's what we are speaking about so far now. So we'll know what we are speaking about. Now, the negel, shuhu yosei, this is, now let's go to the mechaber. Shuhu yosei, this is like a spike. Shenoyalim boy, that you, through this, you prevent the door from opening up. You stick it into the askufa, which is the, what is it called? The, what?
The doorstep.
Doorstep, okay. The thing underneath the door, yeah.
Doorstep?
Not the door, stop. The thing underneath the door, that's called askufa. There's some, the mashkef is on top, and then this is on the bottom, the askufa. Yeah, okay. The askufa lamato. V'doime say lebinyan. This is more doime lebinyan, either because of the tsure of the nega, it looks like a spike, or it's since you stick it into the askufa, which is closer to the ground, so it looks more like binyan. V'doime say lebinyan. V'loitagi bohohi. Already here, no. Here, it's, that's what we said by a kone. If I was masakin it to be a kone, lino boy, it's sufficient. Here, it is not sufficient. V'einoyelim boy. You cannot lock the door. Elim kain yehei kosho. It has to be tied to the door. Now, tied to the door. Now, let us see where it says Dafkubeza Madalev on the same page. Now, we see that we see the nega, which is on the doorstep, and there's a ring in the door, and there's a string, and that's called, so there's a string that it attaches it to the door, and this is the nega. Now, what is the accomplishment of this string that is attached to the door? The minute we have this nega, which is tied to the door, so this spells out black and white, I'm not building anything. This is hardware for the door that the door should close. That's what the string attaches. I mean, if it's not attached to the door, and I go and take something and stick it into the askufa, oh, so it looks like binet. But if I attach it to the door, so then it's better. Number one, the Ketzad Yehi Kosher, Im yesh b'roishoy glustere. Now, if on the top of this nega, now let's go again to the top picture, we'll see that we see there's a base when we look at the top picture on the right, 224. So we see there's this nega, and on the top there's a roundish thing. So look, base is glustere. Aleph is nega, so now we see what we're talking about. And this lemaise is a Torah scaly, because more than a pestle, it looks like a pestle that you go and grind things. Let's look at the picture on the left. So if it has a glustera on top of it, so then it looks scaly dick. It's not a chabinyan, this is a scaly. But we need more than that. It has to be a keli. There has to be a glustera on top, number one. And number two, it has to be tied to the door. Let's look in the number 74, the picture 74. So there's a glustera on top, and it's tied to the door. So then it's good. Then this is permissible. Let's go back to the Mahab. Then it wouldn't be good. We'll see. In certain cases it will be good, in certain cases it won't be good. Okay. Vinega, let's go back to the Mahab. Vinega Shuya say Shinoilam Bri, Vesaiku Naisi Baskuvalamata, Vidoimetfaila Binyan. Loi Sagi Bahoki that I was massacring it, that it should be to the door to hold back the door from the opening up. It has to be tied to the door. The case on Ye Kosher. And yes, Beroisha Glustere, which is 1 mile. You see, ready, it's a keli, it's a glustere, it's a pestle, it looks like here. The hainu shu of be'echod me'eroshim, it's thick on one of the sides, or the tops, the one of the roshim of this nega. V'roi lichtoish boy, you can use this to grind with. That's scripture 73. Yeah, shedoyme le'keli, number one. Stagi, so then, if it is a keli, so then we will bend back backward, and we will say, it is sufficient, afilu im kosho, it is tied to the hevel dak, it's tied with a thin string, she'ene roi liyos nittle boy, you can't lift it up with the string. That means, theoretically, this thin string, if you pick up the nega with the string, it's going to tear. The nega weighs more than this thin string. This thin string is symbolic. But the thin string is attached to the door, with negatives, it could be now on the school, but the thin string gives us a message. This is part of the door. This is how I shut the door. You can't even lift up the nega with the string. Number one. Then number two, it is not attached to the door. It's attached to the bolt and the delis. Look, picture 77. It's not attached to the door. It's attached to the bolt of the door. That means if it's attached to the door, it spells out black and white, this is to ensure that the door should not open up. If it's attached to something else, I don't have the message so clear. Aval Pekin, if it has a glister on it, and I have this hevel, it's sufficient. I get the message. Vafilu meine kosher bedalus asme ele bebrich hadalus. Vafilu im achemel orich, it's a long string, veine toli klau ba'avir, it's not hanging in the ba'avir, ele kule munach borich, look at picture 75. Look at picture 75, so the nagel is not, it is a string from the door, but it's not, you don't see the nagel dangling from the string. The naga is lying on the school set. So, but al koponim, I have enough of a message. I have a string that's attached to the door, even though the naga is on the school set. I see that this naga is part of the door. The purpose is I should be able to close the door, to lock the door. So Mamela, that's good. When you talk to Ababa, Kuli Munach Boris. So if it has a glusterid on top of it, which is a keli, so I'm telling you two kulis. One kula is that there's a hevel dock. A second kula is it doesn't even have to be attached to the door. It can be attached to the bolt of the door. It's also sufficient. But now, what if it doesn't have a gluster on it? That means, let's look in the picture 75, 76. There's no, we have here this nagel without a gluster. So Mamela, it doesn't have a shame keli. Imu kosher bedeles atzmoi. Let's look at picture 75. If it's attached to the door, even though it's a thin string, you can't lift up the nega, but it's attached to the door. But if it's not attached to the door, it's attached to the bolt of the door. So it's kalti l'reyese. The suchas hainus over here. Number one, this nagel is not a keli. It doesn't have a gluster on it. Number two, it's not attached to the door. It's attached to the briach. Sorry. Remain the kosher b'dalos of a briach. Tzorir she'a kesher amid she'eroi linoto boy. Then we need a strong rope. If you lift up the rope, the neger is going to fall. Then it's attached to that. She'eroi linoto boy, that it can pick up the neger with the rope. That's a lohochi. But even it does, but in this case, so that means it's tafil reyes, and there's no gluster in, and it's not attached to the door. Afil hochi and so shei toli, afil kulay munach ba'oretz mutam, shein osa elok sheshoim temeniach bekeren zovis. That means it's only also, look at picture 75, when it's not attached to the, when it's not attached. That means it's only lying there plain, and then I'm gonna stick this in to the hole in the skufa, then this is also. But if there is a chevel, a strong chevel, even if it's attached to a bria, this is permissible. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurim. The binyan, right alayma, shenire. No, that we skipped over before. Omikri dvelach zanili leder. Aidei kach, avol kone shemoyskim boyzeisim. We're talking about the second case of a kone that you stick into the kaisel. Kone shemoyskim boyzeisim, that means a kone that you use to harvest zeisim. Half a piece of nail and by it's a keli, become okay, mikri malachtali, so give it chiki also lekach, telchenach a reif tashmise, so then it would be, so klisha malachtali, so. Umutal a taltaloi, a hain a villas, shalayla tzer gufi, mekema kutzer tzast, vizeh shetzayin remo, kima shiz baila, besemin shin ches. Ava min ye, bin yoneinu, darini linyin, linel, by we speaking to close the door, to the tzer gufi, muta, kima shesh olav teres keili, afiloim et limsak by zesim. That means, in what we're speaking about, even if I took a kone, that is a klisha malachtalisa, a klisha malachtalisa, let's say, so I'm allowed to be metaltle to close the door. Lebinyan, that's a lema. Now, a nega, this is what I'm a lebinyan. Shanile kishal negorim, he say this, it looks like spikes. Shanile it's a kosel, you bang this into the wall. The yeshbe zemishim binyan. Olakach beinon, she koshen, has been tied to the door. Shanile lekeli, I know, but if there's a gluster on it, the key to the keli, who they have a Kabinyan. The Nigel Lakhoil. Now everyone sees the Fisham Mesimoisham. I'm not building with this. I'm just putting there that the door should be closed. Bechevelnak, Mashmed al Kaponim Kosha Miabina, but it has to be tied, even though this rope that's holding it is very symbolic. I can't lift up the neger, but I need it. You can be makel, aber wir bier agro mash mit dem tzadid ladine katas. Ima neger mechuba ladeles, ומוישכן אויסאי וסייך בן בחו מוטה לכל העלמה אף בלי קשירה. I think he means to say that by our bolts you have like a bolt and you can slide it up and down this bolt. So Mamela, so if it is Mechubal Adelus, there's no rope, there's no nothing, but you have something holding it, it's Mechubal to the Adelus, and you slide it up and down, so that's Ishamut, there's no Shaila.
Wenn du auch noch bist, bitte. Wenn du auch noch bist, bitte.